That's 4, 3, 2, 1, and go. All right, I'm ready. Hey, welcome back. It's been a minute, but I've just been trying to get some things in order. But one thing that I kept seeing that really caught my attention was the J. Cole discourse. And I listen to J. Cole. I'm a J. Cole fan. Like I said, I'm from North Carolina. I live in North Carolina. J. Cole is North Carolina music. And that's no disrespect to any other artist who does what they do for our great state. With that being said, shout out Luke Combs, Eric Church, James Taylor, and also Billy String, who's from Michigan but got love for the Carolinas. They put on a benefit concert, raised a lot of money for North Carolina. They held it at the Bank of America Stadium, the Panther Stadium. So, you know, maybe some of that good karma will rub off on the Panthers. But they were able to raise $24 million for the concert to help with the relief. And I think it goes to two charities, and that's Luke Combs and Eric Churches. So shout out to them for coming together to help the state of North Carolina kind of repair itself with some of the issues that we've had. So I've kind of given my opinion on the J. Cole perspective, but next is family to me is my cousin, and he's one of the biggest, probably longstanding J. Cole fans that I know. He's always been a J. Cole fan. He just believed in him that much that he was going to be what he's become. He always knew. So I give him credit for that. And I just wanted to get his opinion because he's someone that he's pretty rational, and he's even keel and he's thoughtful. So I wanted to see how he felt about it because, like I said, I gave my opinion. I thought it was okay that Cole backed out, but the rap fan in me wanted to see a battle. Like, just if they could have kept it friendly, I think that would have been dope. But I'm going to let you guys hear the audio from my cousin.
All right, hip hop. You know, that's been a topic this year. Let's talk about the J. Cole situation, him apologizing and everything. At the end of the day, man, as a Cole fan, I didn't like it. Personally, I was surprised he even released the diss track initially because I didn't even feel like that was Cole's style. So when he kind of went back on it and made the apology, it wasn't surprising, but he shouldn't have did it in that way. But that doesn't discredit anything that J. Cole has done in his career and continue doing at this moment. The guy is, in my opinion, like, all the BS to the side, I feel like he's the best rapper to ever do it. If you listen to the way his rhyme schemes, the way he put his words together, his wordplay, and the man is super intelligent. You can just hear it in his flows. His flows, like, the man, how he put everything together is, like, unmatched. And this is no disrespect to any of the greats, the legends, like, it has so many great rappers out there, but the things Cole is doing, no one is doing it. And doing it at his age, the man is almost 40 years old and still in prime years of his rapping career. Like, man, he's really unmatched when it comes to his lyrical ability. But I know a lot of people trying to discredit what he's done. But one thing you can say about J. Cole is he has been consistent with the type of person he is, the type of music he's been putting out. And like I said, I just feel like what he's doing is top tier, and it's no one that's on that level rapping wise. And that's just my opinion, though. But yeah, shout out to J. Cole, and I hope he continues to do the things he's been doing and giving us that quality hip hop music that he's been giving us. So yeah.
So, one of my favorite topics, traffic. It annoys me a lot, but I'm justified in my annoyance of it. Here's the poll that I found online. I'm not from Charlotte, but I've been driving into Charlotte a lot lately. So I seen that Charlotte ranked second in the nation for hardest commute. Nashville was first. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Because if you drive around to Charlotte, you understand it's pretty bad. It's awful. People can't drive. And I get it. They say there's commuters from different states who come here and they don't know our way of driving. But all around, it's a terrible experience driving in Charlotte. And 77 is probably the worst highway ever invented. I hate driving on 77. But I'm glad that this information came out because it's like, see, I was telling y'all it's bad. And it's actually pretty bad considering that it's over places like LA and New York. So come on, Charlotte, let's do better when it comes to driving. I had an interesting take on Thursday night games. 9 out of 10 times, those Thursday night Amazon Prime games are usually awful. There's never a lot of scoring. The games are never too tight. It's usually a blowout one way or another. And the fact that Amazon pays the NFL $1 billion is insane. But you get to have prime real estate being the NFL broadcasting on your network or streaming service or whatever. But man, those games are usually a pain. And I don't know a way they could possibly juice it up to kind of get some interesting matchups. I don't know if they're in the room when they're going over the NFL schedule, but man, those games are awful. I hate seeing them. Like, sometimes, you know, you get your hopes up because the beginning of the season, you're like, well, maybe this game is going to be different, you know, so you kind of keep an eye on it. It never fails. They might have one or two good games a year, and that's very rare. I'm saying two, but considering they're on for 13, 14 weeks, it's kind of crazy, but I don't think it's a good deal. And let's get better football on Thursday nights. That would be nice. I love the season of fall, but if you don't want to be in a fishbowl driving around town, I understand, and I also have a solution for you.
What's up? DJ here, owner of Royal Intentions, where if it has a window, we can tint it royally.
Like important news, like grown-up stuff, not just my opinion on things that don't matter. I've been speaking about the pay for North Carolina teachers for a while now, but Charlotte had, there were $1 billion of federal funds, bonuses allocated for North Carolina throughout the pandemic, trying to get teachers back in and things like that. Well, that money pretty much had an expiration date, and the expiration date came and went. Now that money's gone because it wasn't used, and we got to find a way to make sure we're getting the teachers paid. Because for one, they kind of control our future, which is the youth, and we want to make sure they're in good hands. So I have recorded audio about the UFC fight that went on between Ilia Topuria and Max Bless Holloway. Ilia won that fight. I didn't release the episode in time. I kind of missed out on that, but pretty much called what I thought was going to happen. I thought if Topuria was going to win, it was going to be knockout. That's actually what ended up happening. He ended up knocking Max out. He was the first person to do that. And I think he just cemented himself as a UFC Fighter of the Year. That's my opinion. You knock out Volk, you knock out Max Bless Holloway, considered the two of the greatest champions for that division, you got to give him Fighter of the Year. It was a really good fight. And there was something else that I missed too, because I was excited for Tyler Crater's album to come out. It came out. I don't know. I'm going to have to give it a couple more listens. It didn't hit me as hard as Igor did when I first heard it, because that's just great music, regardless of the genre. And then Call Me If You Get Lost is a great rap album. I mean, he can rap. You can't really deny that. So those two albums stood out on the first listen. This one didn't for me, but I'm going to go back and listen and see if I missed some things. So that wraps up this episode. It was pretty short and sweet. Just want to get to certain things that was on my mind that I wanted to speak on before it kind of like aged out of the zeitgeist. But thank you guys for listening. Again, shout out to my boy DJ. And if you're looking for tent, hit up Royal Intentions. He's going to take good care of you. And as always, Carolina, keep pounding.